我们读经的经文来自彼得前书第一章十三到廿一节。
Today's scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 to 21.
我们会用启应的方式来读，我们会先用广东话，然后用英文读出。
We will be reading responsively first in Cantonese, then in English.
是彼得前书第一章十三到廿一节，第十三节。所以要約束你們的心，謹慎自守，專心盼望耶穌基督顯現的時候所帶來給你們的恩。明的兒女，就不要效法從前蒙昧無知的時候，那放縱私欲的樣子。那照你們的既是聖潔，你們在一切所行的事上也要聖潔，因為他經常記著說，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们既称那不偏待人、按各人行为审判人的主为父，又当存敬畏的心到你们在世寄居的日子。你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕黐无玷污的羔羊之血。在创世以前是被先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。我一起读廿一节。你们也因着他信，把叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都归给是神。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Obedient children, do not be conformed to the passion of your former ignorance.
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile.
From the fertile way inherited from your forefather, not with perishable things such as silver or gold,
but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot.
He was forsaken before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last time for the sake of me.
Let us read verse 21 together. Who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
我今天很高兴有许文立牧师为我传讲神的信息，他讲到的题目是你们要圣洁。
Today we are happy to have Reverend Philip Hoy give us today's sermon. The sermon is entitled Be Ye Holy.
Morning everyone.
大家早晨。
We'd like to bring greetings from Covenant Church again.
可以来到恩约堂再次来到上堂。
It's a joy to come and be in the presence to worship with you all.
也好开心来到可以同你一起敬拜神。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我哋祷告。
Father, we thank you once again for the privilege of coming into your presence.
天父，我哋有一个权力来到你与你同在。
For it is only by grace,
因为全因你的恩典,
that we have this privilege to come into your presence.
我们有个权力来到你与你同在,
that is through the blood of Christ,
因为是神基督的血,
that has made us clean,
是令到我们圣洁, 我们的清洁,
that we can come before you to be not called enemies, but to be called your children.
我们来到不是我们是被叫为你是成为神的敌人，是你是神的儿女。
That we have this privilege to come together and call, cry out, Abba Father.
我们有个权力来到去向神叫阿爸父神。
And to worship your holy name.
而 然后敬拜你嘅圣洁嘅名。
Father, we thank you for this privilege.
神啊，我哋天父，我哋多谢你嘅权柄。
Father, I ask that your Spirit will continue to move our hearts.
神啊，求你嘅圣灵系改变我哋嘅心。
Fill us.
充满我哋。
Soften the ears of our hearts.
软化我哋嘅心。
To be able to hear your words.
我哋听你嘅说话。
And to be able to walk in obedience.
然后行服从你嘅行。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以主耶稣嘅圣名祈求。
Amen.
阿门。
So as I come to preach with you all for a couple of months, I'm focusing on this theme of to live is Christ.
牧师已经嚟到教会嚟教导好几次，那个主要嘅题目就系活着就是基督。
And as we come to look at this chapter in 1 Peter chapter 1,
我哋继续系睇彼得前书。
Peter gives us three commandments of how we are to live in Christ.
在彼得如书到彼得给我们三条命令，怎样活着就是基督。
The three points are to fully hope.
那三点就是专心盼望。
Be holy.
圣洁。
And live with fear.
全心全敬畏的心到你在寄居的日子。
So therefore, verse 13, therefore prepare your minds for action, and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you,at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是十三节他这样说，所以约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Now, the main verb when you look at this passage in Greek is the word hope.
这个最主要一个字，主动词就是盼望，在希腊文中。
It's what they call an imperative verb.
这是一个命令式的动词。
So it identifies a commandment.
其实咁讲就系一个命令。
All right, the idea of setting your hope is the word "set" is actually to fully hope.
然后其实就系要满怀希望，专心盼望。
So the first commandment is actually is a call to action to set our minds.
然后第一个命令系要你尽意、尽心去盼望。
To set our hearts.
然后尽心去盼望。
On hope.
然后去盼望。
And He tells us that object of that hope.
他告诉我们这个盼望的对象是什么呢?
And what are we to hope in?
我们是盼望什么呢?
What is this hope that he is talking about?
他说的盼望是什么呢? 对于什么呢?
He says it's God's grace. Hope in God's grace.
他说是神的恩典。
Set your hope in God's grace brought to you by Christ.
专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Hope in it.
专心盼望。
Fix your heart fully upon it.
全心去盼望。
You know, I think what Paul is telling us is that God does not want half-hearted Christians.
保罗同我哋咁讲，神唔系要一个三心两意嘅盼望嘅人。
He doesn't want us to be wishy-washy.
都唔系一个犹豫不决、优柔寡断嘅盼望。
He wants us to be fully devoted.
佢希望我哋专心。
And when we set our hope upon God's grace,
然后专心盼望神的恩典,
that is actually what the Christian life should look like.
事实上, 这个就是基督徒生活的精髓的所在。
That each and every day we live dependent on God's grace.
每日我们完全依靠神的恩典而活。
Because that is the only thing that actually brings him glory.
然后这个唯一是荣耀神, 然后取悦神的事情。
Psalms 147 verses 10 says this,He delights in not in the strength of the horses, nor the pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love.
诗篇第144篇十到十一节，他这样说，他不喜悦马的力大，不喜爱人的腿快，耶和华喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。
See,It's not our hands of what we do that actually glorify God first.
不是我们手所做的什么可以荣耀神。
But he delights in the one whose heart reveres him.
是这个是取悦喜悦敬畏神的人。
And a person who has fixed our hope upon Christ.
还有将个盼望寄托专注于神上面。
And that every day we are living by his steadfast love and his grace.
因为我们专注去祂的慈爱和祂的恩典。
You know, what that really means is that we live a dependent life upon God each and every day.
就是说我们每天生活就是依靠神的恩典。
You know, and a lot of times we don't do that.
很多时候我都没这么做。
Many times we just think, we pray and we ask God to bless our day.
很多时候我们祈求神是祝福我们每一天。
And then we go on our merry way and depend on our own strength for everything we do all day long.
让我们自己做自己事。
And only when we are in trouble, we come back to prayer.
当我们有遇到麻烦的时候，我们就回去祈祷了。
And then we ask God to help us.
然后求神帮助我们。
But in reality, as Christians,
不过实际上一个真正的基督徒，
we must be fully set our hope on the grace of God.
我们要专心盼望，完全将我们的心系喺神嘅恩典上。
That means we live each and every moment dependent upon His strength, His blessings, and His will to be done in our lives.
然后我哋系专心每一分每一秒系求神嘅旨意喺我哋身上成全。
And we see this emphasis in verse 13. It starts with this therefore, this word, simple word.
然后在第十三节我们看到一个简单词，所以。
So when we see this word, it actually emphasizes everything he said previously.
其实就是 在十三节之前的一到十二节所讲，想提出的讲的。
So how do we set our hope?
我们怎样是专心盼望呢？
You know, why do we set our hope?
然后为什么我们要专心盼望呢？
And he tells us that in the previous verses.
然后他说话俾我听之前嗰十二节所讲嘅。
All right, we set our hope because why? That God has set His love on us. He has chosen us to be His children.
我哋专心盼望，因为神嘅爱系拣选我哋作成为佢嘅儿女。
And since Christ died for us,
因为耶稣基督为我哋死
，we are forgiven of our sins.
我哋嘅罪被赦免。
We've been made new. We've been given a new heart.
我哋成为新造嘅人，我被赐下一个新嘅心。
And since God is keeping an inheritance for us,
由神保守我们的产业,
He is the one that preserves us through faith.
藉着信去保守我们。
And He is the one that refines our faith through the fiery furnace of life.
在一个烈火的炉里面, 祂炼净我们的信心。
And therefore we must fully hope upon His grace.
所以我们要专心盼望耶稣基督。
You know, that's actually what Christianity really is.
这个就是基督教的本质。
It starts with God's sovereign grace.
由始于神的慈爱，至高至神的慈爱和作为。
And He is the one that took initiative to pour out that grace upon us.
他主动将爱是倾注在我们当中。
And what we're called to do is to walk in faith.
然后我们是被呼召是因信而行。
And this first commandment here, therefore, is to fix our hope on God's grace.
所以在这里彼得前书第一个命就是要为盼望完全盼望寄托于神。
And that becomes the motivation for us to live our Christian lives.
这样呢就是让到我生命每刻都是活在神的恩典当中。
You know, Peter, this idea of fixing our hope on grace can be very abstract.
然后那个专心盼望其实可以很抽象的。
But Peter gives us two very practical ways to stir up that hope in our lives.
不过彼得给了两个很切实的方法是激发我们生命中的盼望。
In verse 13 he says, prepare your mind for action.
然后第三三节他说要约束你们的心。
And secondly, be sober-minded.
记住就是谨慎自守。
You know, in the Greek, these two phrases actually are subordinate clauses to hoping.
然后在希腊文中，这两个片语约束你心和谨慎自守是一个辅助的动词。
This idea of preparing your mind for action.
准备你的心去要做一些事。
It actually translates to gird your mind for action.
然后实际上原文呢就是要束上腰带。
I think you've heard that phrase, to gird up your loins.
然后你可以听过说束上腰带这个词啦。
You know, this idea actually gives us a very vivid picture.
这个咁俾到我哋一个好有形象嘅一个图案。
It's actually talking about a soldier who wears a long flowing robe.
就好似以前嗰啲士兵呢佢穿一个长衫咁样。
You know, when you were a soldier, you wore those. Everybody in the Roman times wore those long robes.
喺以前個羅馬時候，嗰個士兵咧，穿嘅好長嘅衫。
And when you and you and when you were going into fighting to be prepared for war, that robe would actually be something that would hinder you because you can very easily step on your robe and trip on it.
如果你係個士兵去打仗嘅時候，其實啲長衫好容易令到你跌倒。
So the idea of girding up your loins means you pull up that garment all the way to the front and tuck it in your belt.
就係將你嘅衫長衫攞起，塞喺個腰帶度。
So that when you're moving, you have freedom of movement and not be afraid of being tripping on the ends of your robe.
咁如果你行嗰時候咧，可以好自由行動，亦唔會話跌倒啦。
And that's the analogy that he wants to tell us is we need to gird our mind.
呢個就彼得所講嘅一個比喻，就係我哋要束上我哋心意。
Prepare your mind for war.
然後準備你嘅心意去打仗。
You know, it's something that we must be doing actively.
你嘅咧心靈要積極去咁做。
And the answer to that is truth. How do we gird our mind? We must gird our mind with the truth.
咁我哋點去積極做乜嘢去產生種盼望咧？答案就係真理。
And how we gird our minds is that we continue to fill our minds with the truth of God's word.
束上嘅真理就係我哋嘅心智永遠係被真理充滿。
And we see in verse 14, as obedient children. Do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance.
好似第十四節咁講，你們既作順命的兒女，就不要效法從前蒙昧無知的時候放縱私欲的樣子。
There's an emphasis here.
呢個有重要嘅佢講。
That in many ways, before we became a Christian, we were ignorant.
因為喺我被成為基督徒之前，我哋都係去蒙昧無知嘅。
And so a lot of people can read God's word.
好多時候我哋可以讀神嘅話語。
But they can stay ignorant to the truth of God's word.
不過我哋對於神嘅真理係蒙昧無知。
And only until the Spirit opens our eyes to see and understand His word.
直至神打開我哋眼，真係睇到神嘅話裏邊真正嘅真理。
Does it take that ignorance away?
將我哋嘅蒙昧無知攞走。
And a perfect example of this is our own society.
好一個好好嘅例子就係我哋自己。
When you think about our society nowadays,
好似我哋嘅社會，今日嘅社會。
You know, 80% of the people claim to be Christians.
有百分之八十嘅人話佢自己係基督徒。
But in many ways, reality in our society, people have turned away from the truth of God's word.
不實際上喺個社會當中，好多人係抗拒轉離。
Now, when you think about it, in our society, there's no more. If there's no more God's word, there's no more truth.
又好聽我哋社會都冇咩真理啦。
And what is true? What is right?
乜嘢係真？乜嘢啱咧
？All right, and it's all by popular vote.
然後就一個好即係邊個係最得人中意嘅啫。
And what is right and wrong depends on which politician is actually in power.
邊個咩啱錯咧？其實邊個政治家佢係有權嘅時候咁講。
And what is right and wrong and morally wise, it all depends on what other people think.
然後乜嘢喺道德上啱同埋錯咧？其實係根據每個人諗法係乜嘢。
So we vote on what's right and wrong.
我哋所嘢好啲就錯。
And what becomes right and wrong is.Determined by our own human minds.
然后乜嘢决定真错就啱同埋对同埋错咧？系我哋自己。
And what we're realizing is that we're having a world of lawlessness.
因为我哋喺个社会当中
，it's a world of lawlessness.
喺一个冇法律嘅社会当中。
And what people do it depends on what their whims are.
然後神人做乜嘢係跌係因住佢哋自己。
And whatever they vote upon is right or wrong.
佢哋覺得咩就係咩啱咩錯啦。
And we see that throughout our society now.
喺我哋而今嘅社會就睇出。
With all these laws that are being passed for things that are biblically wrong.
然後所有好多好多法律係被通過咧，係都唔知係啱錯。
Because we're no longer based on the truth of God's word.
我哋唔係根據神嘅真理，
but we're basing it on the on the whims of our human mind.
And
what happens is it becomes there's no more absolute truth. So there's no more absolute morality or ethics. Because the foundation becomes the whims of man. And that's why it's so important that we must gird our minds with the truth. We have to dwell in God's Word. We have to constantly, daily walk in it, run in it. And keeping it active within our minds. And that's what helps us keep focus on the hope of God's grace. If we lose God's word, we will never have that hope of God's grace. It's only when we are girding ourselves, girding our hearts with the truth of God's word. Can we really realize that we live each and every day dependent on God's grace? Because there's no way that we can live out holiness without God's work within us.
The
second phrase here is being sober-minded. You know, the opposite of that is it gives this image of a drunkard. When you think about a drunkard, what do you picture? You picture somebody who has lost his senses.
Who's
actually not in really control of their minds. That's what the consumption, overconsumption of alcohol does. That's what happens with a drunkard. His senses are dull. Their reality becomes distorted. And what they perceive as real and true and valuable are all false. When you think about it, that actually describes the human being in the state of sin. Because when we live without the truth, in many ways, we are like this drunkard. We have lost our sense of direction. We've lost the sense of what is right and wrong. That's why they get into accidents. No, that's why they get into car accidents. Because they have lost their ability to be able to have proper judgment. And they've lost their ability to have self-control. Because that alcohol inhibits that sense of self-control. So that they will do anything that they want to do. That's why drunkards lash out and hit people in anger. Because that inhibition, that self-control is taken away. That describes us as when we are dead in sin. We're like that drunkard who has been suppressed. And the truth of God's word does not live within us. The opposite of that, what it says here, is to be clear-minded, to be focused.
然后另外一个相反就是我们要保持清醒和很专注。
You know, we have to stop drinking in the liquor of this world.
我们不可以在这个世上那些酒醉于世上的酒。
You know what the liquor of this world is actually trying to tempt us to believe?
然后世上很多令到我们好像醉酒的是相信，希望我们相信什么呢？
You know, the liquor of this world is trying to help you, tempt you into believing your comfort, your security in your wealth, in your income, in your work, in your job, in your status are the things that are worth striving for.
然后这个世上很多事情的醉酒的东西，好像我们的舒服、我们的收入、我们的成就，都好像是我们要每天去争取这样。
And those are the things we live for.
我们要为了那些事去活着。
That's not true.
这个不是真实。
God's truth tells us those are not the things of His kingdom.
然后真理告诉你，刚才所说的那些权力、舒服、那些不是在国度里面的事。
But those are the things that the kingdom of this world strives after.
这个是今世国度的所去争取的事。
And if we don't gird our minds,
如果我们不束上我们的腰的话，
it's very hard for us to be sober-minded.
咁好难，我哋可以警醒、谨慎自守啦。
To be able to think clearly, to be focused on what God would have us do in life.
我哋好难清醒去专注神。
And as Christians,
系基督徒话
，He says that these passions are of our former ignorance.
佢话呢啲系从前愚昧无知时候所放纵的私欲。
And what it'sTelling us it's positive.
然后告诉你，这个是好的事。
Right, as a Christian, you now have the Holy Spirit living within you.
然后基督徒现在你就有圣灵在你当中。
And the former ignorance God has taken away.
然后从前愚昧无知，神已经拿走了。
Because He has made you holy through the blood of Christ.
因为神给你圣洁，因为耶稣基督。
He's taken that veil that is before our eyes before we knew Christ.
他将那个帐幕在拿走，我们可以看到耶稣基督。
So that we can understand His truth.
我们可以知道什么是真实，真理。
And to be able to understand the grace that comes through Christ.
我们可以明白那个恩典是从耶稣基督而来。
So that we begin to be able to live a life pleasing to Him.
我们可以活出一个生命是可以取悦于神。
This leads us to our second point, which is to be holy.
又第二点就是要圣洁。
You know, the whole purpose of being focused, setting our hearts on His grace, is so that we can be holy.
所有刚才所说的预备就是我们准备我们要去比要圣洁。
Verse 14 to 16, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy."
由彼得前书十第一章十四、十六至十六节咁讲：你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记载说：你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
All right, so the first point is that you must set your hope on His grace.
第一点，我们要信靠神。
And secondly, is now you must be holy like God.
你第二个就是好像神一样那么圣洁。
Be holy in your conduct.
然后在你的行为上圣洁。
Because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁。
You know, Peter actually quotes Leviticus 19:2 here.
其实彼得是引用了利未记的十九章二节这样说。
Where we see in the parenthesis, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
因为以色列神作选民，他说你们要圣洁，因为耶和华你们是圣洁的神。
And when you think back to the Old Testament,
我们翻回旧约。
You know, Israel was God's chosen people.
以色列国是神所拣选的子民。
And they were separated from all the other nations of the world.
他们在与其他万民是分别出来的。
And God declared them holy.
神是要求他们圣洁。
To be set apart.
然后分别为圣。
And what set them apart?
點樣去分別佢哋咧
？Is that God was in their presence？
有神與佢哋同在。
And that's what helps to purify them and make them holy。
又可以因為神嘅同在可以幫佢哋聖潔。
And we have to realize that Israelites were not holy in themselves。
然後我哋知道以色列人佢本身唔係聖潔嘅。
They were basically sinful like everybody else。
以色列人其實都係一個罪人。
But God's Spirit dwelled among them。
因為神嘅靈與佢哋同住。
And that Spirit helped them, and because God gave them His Word。
因為神俾佢哋佢哋嘅神嘅話語俾咗以色列人。
And it was God's Spirit that lived among them that actually made them holy。That is what set them apart。
聖靈與佢哋同住，所以就可以將佢分別為聖。
And if you ever read the Old Testament, you can read through Leviticus of all the laws that they had to follow and all the cleansing rituals that they had to do.
如果你讀舊約利未記嘅話，你要知道喺舊約利未記好多可以洗禮潔淨嘅儀式。
But it's very different for us nowadays.
不對於我哋嚟講咧，係截然不同嘅。
Because Christ has made all the difference in the world.
因為耶穌基督係依個就係。所有嘅唔同嘅一切。
He has come to be the final sacrifice for us。
然后耶稣基督嚟到为我哋牺牲。
And he is the one that comes to cleanse us and make us holy。
由耶稣基督嚟到系洁净我哋，使我哋圣洁。
And as we look at these verses 14 and 15，
如果睇第十四至十五节嘅话
，we can see how God's holiness is to be expressed in the lives of His people。
你可以見到神點樣將佢聖潔彰顯喺佢子民嘅生命當中。
And how can people see that you are God's people？
人哋點睇到你係神嘅子民呢
？You live holy lives。
你活一個聖潔嘅生活。
You know He causes you to be born again to the living hope。
因為你係被呼召出嚟係重生。
And this is what happens when God's word comes into our hearts and transforms our lives。
就是神的话语来到我们心中改变我们的生命。
You know, that is what the work of the Spirit does.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
He changes our hearts of stone to be hearts of flesh.
然后将我们石的心变成肉的心。
And he substitutes faith into our hearts.
然后将信心放在我们心里面。
And to be able to trust in the work of His Spirit.
然后我们相信圣灵的工作。
He puts our faith in His work，
然后将个信心系可以摆喺神嘅工作当中。
And not trusting in our own works of our own hands，
唔系相信我自己手所做嘅事。
You know, and when you look at these two verses, it points to the idea that God has justified us and made us clean。
然后睇到呢十四十五节系神将我哋变为义
，so that we are righteous before God。
我哋喺神面前系诚意。
But overall, the purpose of why God justifies us，
点解神要将我哋变为义呢
？His plan is to make us holy。
因为那个计划就系要我哋变成圣洁啦。
The whole purpose of our salvation，
嗰个成个救赎嘅计划
，is to make us holy as He is holy。
然后是使我们圣洁好像神圣洁这样。
You know, Paul reminds us of this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
然后保罗在提撒罗尼迦前书第四章那里这么说。
And verse 3-8.
四章三到八节。
I'm only reading part of this.
只是读一些。
Verse 3 says, For this is the will of God, your sanctification.
神的旨意是要你们圣洁。
So that's the point of God's will for you.
这个就是神的目的。
That you become sanctified to be made holy.
你是被清圣，你成圣，然后变为圣洁。
And then skipping to verse 7, For God has not called us for impurities, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever discards this, disregards not man, but God.Who gave His Holy Spirit to you? God is sanctifying us through the work of the Holy Spirit, making us more and more in the image of Christ.
第七、第八节咁讲啊，神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。所以那弃绝的 不是棄絕人，乃是棄絕那賜聖靈給你們的神。神藉著聖靈的工作，使我們成聖，使我們越來越像基督。
So if you really think about it, the purpose of God's Spirit working in you today.
由你諗諗，成後聖靈嗰個目的就喺我哋嘅身上做工作。
The whole purpose is to sanctify you.
然後整個就係要我哋成聖。
To enable you to live holy lives.
然後俾我哋成聖係我哋令到我哋可以活一個聖潔嘅生活。
And He's done that by bringing you into this new kingdom of God.
佢點做呢？就係將我哋帶入神嘅國度。
That through the blood of Christ, you are no longer God's enemies, but His children.
我哋再唔係神嘅敵人，係神嘅兒女。
And He's blessed you with that privilege to come into His presence through the Spirit.
因為佢俾我哋可以與神同在，去有一個權力嚟與神同在。
It's the Holy Spirit that binds us to Christ.
然後聖靈係將我哋與基督聯合。
And it's His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that enables us to walk each and every day in holiness and truth.
呢個聖靈係我哋喺每日喺行為生活當中可以有聖潔。
And Romans 18 says, "You have been received the Spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God."
由罗马书八章十五、十六、十六节咁讲：你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此，我们呼叫阿爸父。
And it is this sonship that we have with God.
我依家儿子嘅名分。
That makes all the difference in the world.
然后我哋同其他人咩分别？有依个神俾我儿女嘅名分。
And when that Holy Spirit lives in our hearts.
当圣灵住喺我哋内心当中
，He's there to change our hearts.
佢系改变我哋嘅心
，to give us new desires, new affections.
俾我哋新嘅一个渴望
，desires and affections.
俾我新嘅渴望同埋能力
，and it gives us the ability to turn from sin,
离弃罪恶。
Without God's Spirit in working in us, we can't walk obediently.
聖靈在我們心裡面，我們不可以很服從神地去活。
Walking in obedience requires the Spirit working within us.
要可以跟著神去服從神活的，是要聖靈在我們當中。
Because it's His Spirit that changes our hearts.
因為神的靈改變我們的心。
It gives us that new affection, a desire to love Him and to please Him.
給我們悔改的渴望和能力。
You know, that's what verse 14 says. Do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance.
由第十四节就话，就不要效法从前无昧无知时候。
We don't no longer desire the things of the world.
你肉体再唔向往以前嘅私欲啦。
And we begin to see what the desires of God are for us.
然后我睇到神希望我哋嘅。希望的事情。
You know, notice this is in the past tense.
你睇到呢个所谓从前系一个过去嘅事。
Now, if you are a child of God,
如果你神嘅儿女嘅话
，that ignorance has already been beginning to clear from your mind. It's already been taken away.
你个蒙昧无知开始就可以清楚咗，然后神可以改变，攞走呢个蒙昧无知。
He's taken away that self-trust.
佢攞走你自我信任
，helping you to realize it is only by grace that you can be forgiven of your sins。
又帮助你知道，你净系因为恩典嘅缘故，你系可以得救。
And we need to apply that grace to every day of our lives。
又我哋因为可以用呢个恩典，系我哋生活中每一处用到。
That after we've been saved，
我哋被得救。
Now every day you live, you must be dependent on God to help you to live.A life that is holy and pleasing unto Him.
So every day, 我哋生活系因为神嘅救恩，我哋可以活到喺圣洁咁活着。
You know, that's the idea of understanding God's word.
呢个系点样去明白神嘅话
？To value what God values.
然后神嘅价值，我哋可以尊重，可以知道神嘅价值。
To turn away from that ignorance and foolishness of trying to live for the things of the world.
又改變我哋去嗰個蒙昧無知嘅喺我哋世上活著嘅日子。
In Jeremiah 2:13 says, "We've turned away from the fountain of living water and tried to dig our own wells, which cannot hold any water.
That
is what it looks like when you're trying to live life without Christ. Without the power of His Spirit dwelling within you. You try to dig your own well by the power of your own strength. You may even try to please God by doing and serving Him by the power of your own strength. To live life by the abilities that God has given you by the power of your own power. Your own wisdom. But what Jeremiah says here, it doesn't hold water. The only well that holds water is when we're living by the trusting in the living water of Christ. And Christ opens our eyes to see that.
He
has taken those scales off our eyes so that we can understand the reality of living dependent on His grace. That's what helps us to turn from sin in our lives each and every day. That as we walk through this process of where God is changing our hearts, sanctifying us. That's what the Bible describes as our spiritual battle. And in order for us to win that spiritual battle, we must gird our hearts and our minds. So that the truth of God's Word can be the foundation of our lives that we live. Finally, Peter commands us to live with fear. Verses 17 to 21. For as you call on Him as Father who judges impartially, according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ.
就当存敬畏的心到你在世寄居的日子，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为，不是凭着那能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血。
To conduct ourselves with fear throughout the time of our exile.
然后喺我哋离世之际，我哋可以存敬畏心去活。
You know, it sounds kind of strange here. Did you ever think of yourself as being in exile?
你又覺得我哋好似一個被奴日子嘅時候，唔係好奇怪咧
？And that's very important for us to understand.
呢個好，我哋要好明白，要好重要。
That as Christians we are living in exile.
喺個基督徒，我哋好似被奴日子咁樣。
It's a concept that we must embrace and realize that this world is not our home.
呢個概念係我哋。这个世界不是我们所盼望的。
Our home is actually being part of God's kingdom.
我们的盼望是希望是成为神的国度一部分。
Our home is an eternal kingdom which shall be with Christ eternally.
我们有一个永远的国度与基督同在，永远。
And this world is but just a pinpoint of time.
这个在我们活在的世界，就是一点在时间上的一点。
You know, yes, we start living within God's kingdom as His people here today. But the reality of our lives is that we have an eternity to live with Christ. And having this mentality of being exiled is of utmost importance for us as Christians.
然后我哋有一个思想就系我哋系被掳嘅日子里边当中。
You know, that's the same thing as people says that we must live with eternal perspective.
我哋有一个长远嘅眼光，系点样系一个永恒嘅活着。
That if we have that mentality that our home is eternity with Christ.
由我哋嘅家系与耶稣基督永远同在。
It helps. It affects the way that we live our lives here today.
以影响我哋点样我哋喺今日嘅度日。
So that we don't just focus all our lives and all our strength and all our might into building the security of this world.
因为我咁样，我哋唔会将我哋所有要专注嘅系喺呢个世上所有嘅安稳。
Because the security of this world will fade away.
因为这个世上的安稳安全会过去。
It's an eternal world that we live for.
这是是一个永恒的世界我们是
为着。Therefore, we can understand what it means to live to build God's kingdom.
这个就是怎样我们要活着是去建立神的国度。
And that has a huge effect of how we live each day.
影响我们每日怎样生活。
We're to live in fear.
我们敬畏，要敬畏生活。
You know, Peter's not talking about a fear of trembling, of losing our salvation or being punished.
彼得不是说我们敬畏是怕失去我们救恩。
This fear that he's talking about is a fear of reverence, of being in awe of God.
这个敬畏是讲怎么敬畏神，敬畏祂。
That we truly understand and grasp who.The holiness of God, of who He is.
我们怎么真的捉到神永个绝对的圣洁？
We understand the power of God and the might of God.
我们明白神是怎样是全能。
So that we live and worship to please and serve Him.
我们生活敬拜侍奉祂。
You know, because Peter points us to this, the huge ransom that God has paid for us.
由彼得指出神所付出很大的赎价为我们。
He points us to the priceless, precious blood of Christ.
他指导我知道认识耶稣基督宝血的无价。
You know, think about that for a moment.
想一想。
That God himself
神他自己
would send his own beloved son to die for your sins.
将他独一唯一的独生子是为了我们送给我们而为我牺牲。
You know, when you think about it, why would an almighty God do that?
你想想为什么一个全能的神会做这样的事呢
It doesn't make sense.
这个没什么理由了。
The Bible says the reason why he did that is because he loves you. He loves you.
圣经说他这样做因为神爱我们。
He has set his love upon you.
他将他爱是送到给我们。
He has chosen to love you.
他是选择去爱我们。
And that is something that is amazing.
这个是很奇异的事情。
Because we will never understand why does God choose to love me?
让我们可以不明白的神是选择去爱我们呢?
It doesn't make sense.
这个一点都不理解得到。
And when we can truly grasp the magnitude of that love,
如果我们真的可以捉到神这个爱我们的几大的话,
it really helps us to want to love him in return.
帮助我们自己怎样去爱神。
And our response to that should be a response of being in awe, in reverence of God's love for you and I.
我们这样去回应神，是我们要敬畏神。
That this almighty, powerful God would die for you and me.
一个全能的神，去为了我们而死。
Beyond our understanding of why he would love us so much.
我们真的不明白神是爱我们爱到这样。
But he does.But he does.
但是他真的爱我们爱到这样。
You know, that's the awe, that's the reverence, that's the surprise that you should live with that drives your everyday life.
这样的敬畏和尊重神是我们的生活中是要怎样去活。
God's amazing love is upon you.
其恩典是临到我们。
And we should live with that reverence and fear every day.
我们每日要敬畏度日。
God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives.
神在我们每个人生命中都有个计划。
We are not to live in fertility.
我们不是活在一个
We don't live in fertility.
我哋唔係會一個冇計劃嘅冇鬼嘢嘅日子裏邊。
Yeah, that's what it says here, right? Do not live in the futile ways of sin inherited from your forefathers.
喺度知道脱去你們祖宗所存留虛妄的行為。
Right, that in your ways of sin, those are the futile ways of your forefathers.
在我们的罪里面，这些就是我们虚妄的行为。
That is the way of sin.
这个就是罪。
But through the blood of Christ, you've been saved through that, saved from that.
因为耶稣基督的我们是被拯救。
And he desires you to live holy.
然后他的希望我们可以活到圣洁。
To live in fear.
然后敬畏神。
That's in reverence and awe of him.
然后敬畏和存留。
So do you think God, your behavior is important to God?
你有没有想过你的行为是不是是对于神是很重要呢?
And the next time you're tempted to, with little sins,
如果下次你想犯罪的时候,
think about how it hurts God when you, he sees you sinning.
想一下这个怎样去, 怎样可以会伤害, 会怎样伤害神?
That is what it means to live in a little fear.
这个就是我们怎么就是讲我们为什么要敬畏神。
That we honor God, we love Him.
我们荣耀神，爱神。
And therefore, we don't want to do anything that will hurt Him.
我们不想做任何事，他会伤害神。
Because of what He's done for me.
因为神为了我们做的事。
You know, this awe is similar to how, you know, we have a sense of pain. It's very similar to how we have a sense of pain.
这个敬畏就好像我们有一个痛的感觉。
You know, we cannot live without a sense of pain.
我们痛苦的感觉，我们不可以活到没有一个痛苦的感觉。
I know that everyone hates pain. Everybody tries to avoid pain.
我知道每个人都是很憎痛苦和避免痛苦。
But we have to realize God designed it for a very, very special reason.
然后我们知道神咁嘅設計，呢個痛苦係有特別嘅
原因。That if we didn't understand that to pull our hands away from a hot stove，
如果我明白，我哋將個手喺一個熱嘅火爐攞走嘅時候
，that when we prick our fingers that it's dangerous，
然後我哋個手指擺到我哋係好危險嘅。
Right? We will actually not survive very long on this earth。
因为我们可能不会生存，因为受伤。
The sense of pain is given to us so that we can protect our bodies.
这个痛苦的感觉是保护我们的身体。
If you didn't have the sense of pain, you would put your hands on fire and not be, won't know to pull it back.
如果我们没有痛苦的感觉，当我们将手摆在火炉上面，我们就不会拿走手。
If you didn't have the sense of pain in your heel when you're walking, you would walk until your skin is raw and broken.
如果我们没有痛苦的感觉，我们可以走路，我们走到好像我们的脚都跛了一样。
And there is a disease that actually some people are living lives without pain sensors.
又有一种病，是有些人呢，他们是活着，是没有痛苦的感觉的。
And the only way to protect them is to put them in a bubble. They live within a bubble.
唯一可以保护他们，将他们放在一个无菌的一个房间里面。
So that they don't hurt themselves.
他们不会伤害到自己。
You know, and what the sense of pain is so that when we experience something that actually is dangerous,
然后那个痛苦的感觉是我们可以经历什么是危险。
Our natural response would be to walk away, to walk back.
然后那个反应就是要离开。
Stop what we're doing.
然后停止我们做的事。
And that's what the sense of awe does for us.
这个是敬畏神，就是好像敬畏神我们的一样。
So that when we walk with a sense of awe of who God is every day,
当我们每日活着是有敬畏神的时候，
that when we're tempted to do something that is sinful,
当我们想去做一些罪的时候，
we'll draw back.
我们会离开。
Right? Realizing that what we're doing is dangerous.
知道我哋去想去做係一個好危做
罪嘅事情。That will be hurtful for us.
而且依家係對於我哋有傷害嘅。
And protect us and prevent us from hurting ourselves.
然後係防止我哋去傷害自己。
That's what being in awe of God actually does for us.
依個就係敬畏神嘅一個幫助我哋嘅一個目的。
It helps us to turn from sin.
然后帮助他们转回，在罪里面转回。
Peter concludes his paragraph in verse 21, going back to his focus on hope in verse 13.
彼得在二十一节结束的时候，他翻回他们十三节所强调的盼望。
He goes back to that hope that God will one day be the one to restore all things in Himself.
他翻回去，有一日耶稣基督是来当回到我们当中。
And it's through Christ that we as His people need to live by faith.
由我们是神的子民，由我们是因信而活。
And that's the emphasis of for us as to live is Christ.
这个神就是神所着重的活着就是基督。
That we be focused on God's grace.
然后我们专注于神的恩典。
We have to cling to the hope of God's grace.
我们找紧神的恩典。
And our purpose in life, the God's purpose for us, is for us to be holy.
由神的目的在我们生活中就是为了使我们成圣圣洁。
And we must have that proper fear of God.
我们有一个敬畏神。
Focus your minds and attention.
将你心思情感中集中注意。
Think about the affections of your heart.
将你嘅内心嘅一啲唔好事攞走。
Christ died for you.
耶稣基督为我哋死。
To give you new affections, new desires.
然后俾你一个向往嘅心。
Think about those desires that He wants you to live for.
想想耶稣基督是希望我们做什么呢?
Which is to build His kingdom.
然后建立他的国度。
And to live a life that gives Him glory.
然后活一个生命是可以荣耀神的生命。
By being holy, living like Christ.
然后好像圣洁，好像耶稣那样。
Let us bow for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your grace.
耶稣，我们天父，我们多谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your word.
我们多谢的话语。
For truly it is the light unto our paths.
因为你就是我们路上的光。
Father, we pray that your spirit will continue to mold us.
你的圣灵会继续磨造我们。
Make us more and more like Christ each and every day.
将我们每日都更像基督。
Father, help us to fully set the hope of your love and your grace in our hearts.
受啊，将我哋心每日都专注你嘅盼望同埋你恩典。
To realize it's the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us.
因为我哋明白系神圣灵系嘅能力住在我哋当中。
Is given there to sanctify us.
因为帮助我哋去成圣。
To make us more and more like Christ.
令到我哋每日更像基督。
Father, help us to cling to your word.
神啊，帮助我哋每日去捉住你嘅话语。
To gird our loins.
束上我哋腰。
By clinging to your word.
然后捉住你嘅神嘅话。
Prepare our hearts.
准备我哋心。
That as we fight the spiritual war.
我哋每日去打一个属灵嘅征战。
Of living for you.
因为为咗你。
That we do it by your strength and not our own.
系用神你嘅能力去完成，唔系我哋自己嘅能力。
Father, fill us with your spirit, we pray.
神啊，用你的灵充满我们，我们这样祈祷。
Help us to glorify you.
帮助我们去荣耀你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用主耶稣圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.